Brings down the drasha that you need a bezin of gimel for ataris nedarim. We learned it out from the gzera shava from shchutei chutz. Do you need three for ataris nedarim unless you have a yachid mumcha? And the shaila is this bezin that you need. Do you need three? Does it have to be bedafka three? And it has to be an odd number. It can't be an even number like we hold by regular bezin that ain bezin shakel. You always have to have an odd number. Or do we say that maybe nedarim is different? Maybe nedarim is not a real ma'aseh bezin. They're not really being done. There's no. They're not voting on it. It's just a din that you have to have three dayanim there. So for that, there's no problem. If you have more, you could have four, you could have six. There's no issue of having more than three. There's no din of ein bezin shakel. Bezin shakel is only when there's a bezin that's being done on something. So that's a shaila. Could you have a even number? Could you have four and up for ataras nedarim or not? And there's a beautiful raya that Yitzchok Chanan brings from a tshuva from Rabbi Kiveger. You see from him that he was not makbid on having a bezin, which is not a bezin shakel. But Kiveger has a tshuva. This is in tshuva, Rabbi Kiveger Siman Ayin Gimel, where Shaila came to him, somebody wanted to be matir neder, and the halacha is when you're matir neder, you have to be mefired the neder to one of the dayanim. But this person didn't want to be mefired it. The neder was private neder; he didn't trust the people involved, and he was hesitant to be mefired to the dayanim. So he's looking for an etzah how to be matir neder. And Rabbi Kiveger came up with the Gemara Kachap. Rabbi Kiveger said like this: he said that really, now this person, just to be mocked him, this person had with him a bachur, he's 15 years old. That he did trust this bacher, and he didn't mind telling it to him, but he didn't trust anyone else. But the problem is that when you're being matan neder, the halacha is you need to have a gadol, and it's not enough to be a bar mitzvah, but because we're not semech on chazaka derava for deraisis. For deraisis, you have to know beferish that he's a gadol, so it has to be nismal as a kenum. You can't assume that he has two siris, and ataras nedarim is then deraisa. For that, we're not semech on chazaka derava. So you can't be matir until the dayan is for sure gadol, which means nismal zakenim. This 15-year-old that he trusted is not nismal zakenim, so he was not kosher to be one of the dayanim. So the shiloh is there some eitz over here to allow him to be matir neder without being mefart the neder? So Bigvegu came up with the Gemara Gachap. He said like this. He said, take three people that are gedolim that are for sure nismal zakenim, and those are people that you don't want to be mefart the neder to. Then add this katan, this 15-year-old who you do trust to those dayanim. And him, you are willing to be mefired the neder to him. So be mefired the neder to that 15-year-old, not to the other dayanim. And even though we're not samech on a chazaka derava for being matan nedarim, which is deraisa, but this din, you have to be mefired the neder, that's only a din derabanan. The gabi that din derabanan appeared on neder. We are samech on chazaka derava. So gabi that, be mefired the neder to the 15-year-old, don't tell to the other dayanim. And then everyone together will be matan the neder, that 15-year-old together with other dayanim, and altogether you will now have a kosher bezin, the matir neder midaraisa, with that 15-year-old who's a chazaka derava. That's a big, very good chap. So Fekim Bitzko Chanan, he says, so very good, you got around the problem in the fire at the neder, but now you have a bezin, you have a bezin shakel, because you have four dayanim over here, and you can't have four dayanim. We hold that ain bezin shakel, you need to have an odd number. So how can you have a bezin shakel over here? So he said, you see from Kveger, Kveger obviously held that that's not a problem. You could have a bezin shakel by Taras Nadarim, and therefore he allowed this Eitzah. But it's Ochanan is Chaylik, he held he cannot have a Bezin Shakel. And he brought a Raya from the Rush over here in the Sugya. The Rush says like this, the Gemara says that the Gzer Shabbat Zeradav from Shchuti Chutz is being Machshir that you can have Shleisha Hedyaitis. How do you get Shleisha Hedyaitis? Because we have the Rush Hamatis tells, Hamatis says you need a Yachin Mumche, and Mitzad Sheni we have this Gzer Shabbat saying that you can have Hedyaitis. So therefore we say that it's only if you're using one, it has to be a mumcha. But if it's more than one, then you don't need a mumcha, you could have a dyotis. But the question is, so we know they need more than one, but how do you know you need three? Maybe two is enough. Mechites, you need three. So in that, Zakhtar Rosh, that you can't have two because ain bezin shakel, you can't have an even number. So being that you can't have an even number, so that tells us that you have to add at least one more, and therefore we get three. So in fact, Yitzchok Chanan says, you see from the Rosh clearly that he held that there is a din of ain bezin shakel by Nadarim. That's good for the whole makar, how we know that you need three. So how could Rabbi Kiveger say they could have four for ataras nedarim? Look how you see from the Rush, not like that. And he's mitzadet to say that maybe Rabbi Kiveger held, maybe he's going like the other Rishonim. Other Rishonim have a different makar for needing three. If you look the mashal in the mefarsh over in Rashi, Rashi says, how do you get three? He says, ataras nedarim, the aron chad, ubanav chad, b'chol yisol, harei tlasa. And that tells us three. So it's not because of the din of ein bezin shakel, but it's exes akasa, mam, so you need three. So maybe Rabbi Kiveger is going like that shita, lefi that shita. It's mashma fakir that there is no din of ein bezin shakel by nedarim, and you could taka have more than three, you could have four, you could have six, you can have an even number. It's not a problem, and that could be the beer in the shita of Rabbi Kiveger. But it comes out very stark in machlekes on halacha between Rabbi Yitzchok Chanan and Rabbi Kiveger. Could you have a bezin shakel for ataras nedarim or not? Big enough kamina and erev Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to have a bezin that has four people. Do you need to be makbid bedafka to have three? That would be totally on that shayla. The minigolim seems to be not to be makbid on this, and you could have a bezin which is Bezen Shakal, and a lot of times people are Mater Cherem after they're Mater Nedarim, so for that you need 10 people, and a lot of times they get a group of 10 people and they are Mater Nedarim, then they go ahead and be Mater the Cherem as well. So if you do that, then they obviously hold that that's not a problem, having a Bezen Shakal, because having 10 people is going to be a Bezen Shakal, so it seems to be that Olam is not so Makbid on that, but the Lamaisa should be telling this big Machlekes Acharinim, which is really telling Machlekes Rishonim, would a Bezen Shakal be kosher for Ataras Nedarim or not.